Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to another episode of A Sound Heart. This evening's episode has to do with a profound topic, and this topic is profound because it shatters misconceptions, hopefully, about what the world really thinks of those who have been healed by Jesus. And so we're going to be studying a clinical case study that's found in the Gospel of Luke, and it is apropos that this clinical case study should be recorded by Luke, because he was a believer and also a first century physician who wrote the first book on church history, that is the Book of Acts. He wrote the Gospel of Luke and the Book of Acts. And so in this very important case study that is recorded in Luke chapter 13, beginning at verse 10, we have this situation. So I'm going to start reading at verse 10. And he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath, and behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity 18 years, and was bowed together, and could in no wise lift up herself. And when Jesus saw her, he called her to him, and said unto her, Woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity. And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight, and glorified God. And the ruler of the synagogue answered with indignation, because that Jesus had healed on the Sabbath day, and said unto the people, There are 6 days in which men ought to work. In them therefore come and be healed, and not on the Sabbath day. The Lord then answered him and said, Hypocrite, doth not each one of you on the Sabbath loose his ox or his ass from the stall and lead him away to watering? And ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan hath bound, lo, these 18 years, be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath day? And when he had said these things, all his adversaries were ashamed, and all the people rejoiced for all the glorious things that were done by him. And so we have a case here of, beginning in verse 11, we have a case of physical scoliosis or scoliosis. But then accompanied by that, we also have a case of spiritual scoliosis. And so we see how in one person this dualistic situation exists. We are told in verse 16 that she hath been bound by Satan. Very important to realize that the Satan can create, can cause very serious medical conditions in persons. This was not an acute condition. This was a chronic condition, and we know this from verse 11. She had the spirit of infirmity for 18 years. So, now the word anesthesis is the word here for infirmity. And this is a comprehensive term for weakness of the whole person, or sickness, or strengthless. And notice, because of her spirit of infirmity for 18 years, she was bowed together. And so she has scoliosis, or curvature of the spine, which literally means to bend together. And so as a result, she could in no wise lift up herself, that is, to unbend or to rise up, to look up, or to lift up. She could not do it on her own. And so in verse 12, notice the words, and when Jesus saw her, And so, notice his action. Jesus carefully observed her. That is, Jesus carefully and with perception observed her condition or estate. When he did this, he knew, or he perceived with understanding, what was going on in her life. And so Jesus, through his careful and astute observation, had this differential diagnosis of her condition. He called her to him. And notice, he said to her. And so we have the Elohim of Genesis 1. We have the Elohim, that is, we have the Logos from John chapter 1. He said unto her, "Woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity." Notice what Jesus does. He separates the woman from her condition. Now, this is interesting because she has had this condition for 18 years. And what usually happens over a period of time, when people have a chronic sickness, they, over time, begin to identify the sickness. They begin to identify versus, I am a person... Oh, I'm a diabetic and not a person who has diabetes. Jesus separates the woman. He differentiates her from her estate because he knows why she is, where she is. And notice where he saw her in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath, a word that means rest. It is used of God. When God has finished his creative activity, we read that God caught his breath. And so, this is the literal meaning of the word Sabbath. It means to cease or to make a stop. And on this Sabbath, Jesus is going to stop this woman's horrific chronic condition. Notice what he says, "Woman, thou art loosed," perfect, indicative, thou art loose from thy infirmity. Apolluo is the word that Jesus uses here. He uses the word that means to release, to release or to loose. In other words, Jesus set her free. And not only that, in verse 13, he also does something very powerful. I should say that is in addition to his very powerful act of speaking to her and to his very words setting her free. In verse 13, we read, he laid his hands on her. And immediately, she was made straight or upright and glorified God. Jesus set her free. And notice the reaction of the cosmic system. And the ruler of the synagogue answered with indignation because that Jesus had healed on the Sabbath day. This person said unto the people, there are 6 days in which men ought to work, and then therefore come and be healed, and not on the Sabbath day. This individual did not like the work of God in the life of this person. He did not want the healing to take place. He did not want the healing to be. So we see two antithetical systems. We see divine viewpoint and divine healing. And then we see the cosmos, which does not dislike our suffering. The cosmos, the cosmic system, does not dislike our suffering. The cosmic system can and does make an incredible amount of money by your suffering, by my suffering. Our suffering can be marketed in stock, bonds, mutual funds, index funds, savings bonds, hospital stock, and other financial paper. However, when you are healed by Jesus, you are no longer a product among other products to be bought and sold among the various exchanges. Jesus sets you free. You are free indeed from the ravages of the cosmic system, which is the system of the Satan. And notice that Jesus addresses the hypocritical attitude of this ruler of the synagogue, and then Jesus says in verse 16, ought not this woman, he specifies this woman, a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan hath bound, lo, these 18 years be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath day? And when he had said these things, all his adversaries were ashamed, and all the people rejoiced for all the glorious things that were done by him. This is a picture. This woman's condition is a picture of the human condition, of the deformity of sin and what sin does. Sin has caused or created spiritual scoliosis so that mankind cannot lift itself up. But through Jesus, through the power of God, through the person of Jesus, those individuals who suffer from spiritual scoliosis can be lifted up, will be lifted. Even if they can start to fire